I've been contacted by a number of people, particularly the last couple of days, and they've been telling me that there's been a rumour circulating around Ballyfenn in Ireland. It was just when I got the third contact then, it was to do with an empty commercial building in the main street in Stranraer, and the rumour was quite detailed, saying there was 100 black men, and that the contract was signed and delivered and we're ready to move on at any time, and what are we going to do about it? We need to get meetings and that. In the meantime, I contacted the owners, who I know quite well, and I have got a 100% cast iron guarantee that there's no such thing happening, that that's not been considered. They have other plans for that building, and I actually was involved in trying to acquire that building myself for a different group. But no, they have definite plans for the building, and there's no truth whatsoever to that rumour. And to be honest with you, I think it's just a bit sinister, because we had these rumours in the past in Convoy, and turned out to be families, and then we had the same in Castle Fun, and it was families. It wasn't, as I say, black men. Like, it's just sort of discriminating against people in that, And again, with another rumour a couple of weeks ago in Castle Fun, say a black man had attacked someone in the village, and that turned out not to be true, and it's totally bigoted and everything that's going on. Now, we all realise at the moment, because the shortage of houses, difficulty the government's having because of the war in Ukraine and recessions in the world, the government's finding it hard to get places, but this is just blatant racism and bigotry that's going on here, and it just needs to stop. And, there's an onus on us, including myself and everybody else, just when you hear the rumours, to put them to bed. There are people being housed in our community, as we know, and I'm also assured by the Gardaí there's been no increase in assaults or aggregated burglaries or nothing else in the area. Any crime has been committed now, and at the moment it's probably down to 99% of their own indigenous people. So, if there is concerns, then they should be raised and raised properly through the Gardaí or public representatives. But I just wish, on behalf of the owners of that building, to put this rumour to bed. That's just simply not true. They never, ever had any intentions of seeking to put asylum seekers or refugees or anybody else into it. They have other intentions for that building.
And these rumours are particularly dangerous. We see this right across the country now at the minute, that any building earmarked or rumoured to be earmarked to house asylum seekers being set on fire. This is totally unacceptable, and it's very dangerous.
Absolutely. It's very dangerous. It's raising tensions. Obviously, a lot of these buildings now, they've been lying empty for years and years, and I suppose in one sense it's good to get them used up and getting in, and then you find then someone maybe moving in and burning them to stop somebody from using them. I know there's concerns, and I have the same concern myself when you're using some of our more modern hotels in places like Ardra and Glenties and places like that. There are concerns then what the knock-on effect is going to be for tourism and the wider, businesses and the knock-on sort of pubs and restaurants in the area. But they're genuine, that's if you lose a hotel for any reason or a building to get. But a lot of these buildings are derelict. But in this case, this is not true. It's simply not true. It never has been discussed or agreed, or there's been no contact, and they've no intentions of going down that road. So it was important, and I spoke to them, and they agreed that I would make a statement on their behalf